Hey, have you ever wondered how a bird can fly?
Yes.
From a science standpoint, I mean, what are the molecules doing when they move over the top there? Is a bird's body any different? Does it help the bird fly? I mean, all these questions can be answered by an expert, and Dr. Charles Preston is that expert. We'll learn a lot. Come with us.
The first thing you need to know is the skeleton is much lighter in birds than in non-flying animals. For example, one way that they get this lightness, in fact, if you will open this up for me.
Open Anna. Up the bone, Anna.
Yeah, open up the bone.
Whoa.
Look at that, yeah.
It's
what
hollow.
Do you see in it? Well, it is. It's hollow in there, exactly.
But it's got these sort of supports.
What do you think those are for?
Even though it's hollow, to give it strength, sort of.
Okay, the bone is hollow, and in fact, it's very thin on the outside, like this. And that makes it much lighter, exactly. And so you have to have some strength some way. It gets the strength with these struts.
Dr. Preston, tell us how the shape of this wing kind of helps the bird lift, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about the lightness of the skeleton that helps overcome some of that gravity. But in fact, the shape of the wing here helps also with lift. It's the way the air moves across this curved surface. On a curved surface like this, the air actually moves faster. The air molecules move faster over the top than they do the bottom. So you have actually greater pressure where?
Underneath.
So that those fast-moving molecules actually create an area of lower pressure, and that's what gives the wing the lift.
Exactly right, Steve. See the vein going right through the middle of the feather?
Yeah.
Gee, see
there's
on
like,
these?
There's more side
on
here.
This side. And
that's right.
It's not equal, is it?
That's not equal. Anna, you're feeling energetic today?
Sure.
We'll take this big blue feather, stand on our disc here, and just make like you're fanning. Just up and down, like a bird beats its wings.
So this is an example where the vein runs down the middle and it's equal on both sides, right?
That's right, yeah. Nothing's happening. Well, gee. Well, let's try another one.
Here, Anna, we'll take this one and here, grab that next one.
Now, try this one and just do exactly the same thing.
Notice where the vein is, Anna. It's
yeah,
here on
like
the very end.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Get out of the way, get out of the way.
What is the difference that you two see here?
Well, this one's got the vein on this side.
Aha.
And this one's in the middle, so it's equal on both sides.
Absolutely. So you're getting equal resistance from the air, or the drag, right, with this feather, but not with this one.
As Anna's practicing her flying skills, remember it's the shape of the wing, it's the movement of the molecules over the top of the wing, and it's the effects of gravity or those hollow bones that now allows the bird to fly, and it's the science of flight. Remember to keep wondering why. Are you dizzy now? Are you dizzy? I knew it.